Today is Sunday, June 17th, and first let me say this, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. I wish you nothing but happiness on your day. You know how it is, you don't get the world like mothers do, but that's okay. No matter what, fathers, real men, are always there for their kids, all right? The only difference between a mother and a father is that a father will provide, but a mother will do without. But as I talk about, or as I mentioned the word mother, I was in church today and I had to think about that one word mother, or what it meant to me. And if you give me a few moments, I'll be ready to talk about it. Be back in 2 and 2. All right. So the word mother. All right. So for the most part, the word mother is its more formal use of the word. For the most part, most of us, when we use the word mother, it's when we were in school, when we were writing, we used the word mother, or even when we were talking in class. But if you recall, even when you were talking in class, specifically to your teacher, you probably didn't say mother. You probably said my mom or my mama. All right? Okay. Now, most of us on a daily, we probably never use the word mother, right? Many of us use the word mom. We might even use the word ma, especially in the home. Mama, less so, but it's used. Mommy, sparingly. I don't know if I've ever used the word mommy. Maybe when I was a little kid and I had not considered its use. And I'm assuming that most of us are probably the same way. So having said all of that, how can this one word devote so much attention while at the same time cause so many of us to question its use? Well, this is what I say. Many of us devote so much attention to the word because so many of us use the word for another word, love. The level of self-sacrifice that most mothers go through for their kids can seem overwhelming for those of us who aren't mothers. I mean, think of it. Think of the memories that you have with your family and how your mother was a central part of that for those of us who grew up with mothers. Christmases and other holidays, mothers played a central and crucial role in it. You know now that it was your mother that was going to the store and purchasing the gifts and wrapping them and cooking the food. Shopping for clothes before school. Who else but your mom? Parent-teacher conferences might have included dad, but it always included mom. Mothers were always a provider and protector for their kids. She comforted you when you were down. Mothers played that central role, okay? They played that central role. They were your protector. And they basically provided that emotional support that you needed, especially as you were growing up. Now, let's go to the second part.
Keep it on the beat.
How can this one word cause some of us to question its use? Well, I want you to think about the word mommy. Most of us, when we use the word mommy, we think of Mommy Dearest. Now, if you've seen the movie Mommy Dearest, I don't even know if that was the actual name of the movie, but what we get from that is a mother who basically whipped her kid with a hanger. So mommy was not considered a word that was used in good taste. All right. And I say that to say that over time, over time, words change, or the meaning of words can change. And so, therefore, mommy has taken on a fairly negative connotation. I can recall maybe 38, 39 years ago, my little cousin walked in, and she was from Boston. She grew up in Boston. She was asking her mother for more milk, and she said, "Mommy, mommy, I need more milk for my cereal." And it was all of the cousins, you know, we were there, and we just kind of stopped and we looked at her. And my aunt looked back, and you know, my aunt was just like, what's the problem? And we just died laughing. We were like, what's a mommy? Now, we're from a small town. No one used the word mommy, but my cousin did. From that experience, she quickly learned not to use the word mommy in our presence. The second word for mother is mama. All right. Now, to me, mama is a derogatory word. Now, you're asking, well, what do you mean, mama? How is mama a derogatory word? Well, first, let me ask you a question. How often do you actually use the word mama? I am aware that many of us still use the word mama, but juxtapose that against the number of times that you actually use the other forms of it. I just want you to think about it. And then what I want you to do is I want you to think about the jokes that kids play when they're younger. You know, those your mama jokes. Are those being used in a positive light or a negative light? And then I also want you to think about people outside of the culture. You know, when they're talking about our mothers, typically they'll say your mama. And you have to realize that for me, whenever I hear someone say your mama, I'm not thinking about the your mama jokes. I'm literally thinking, my mama? Who the hell is my mama? I have to realize they're talking about my mom. Why? Because in my household, we never use the word mama unless, and it wasn't even my sister. My sister always used the word mom. I use the word mama because just the way that my voice is set up, I could only use mom when I was being forceful, when I wanted her to know something, when I needed her attention right then and there, and she couldn't play, right? Ma was the word that I used when it was just like, hey, you know, it's every day, it's no big deal, just ma. Mama was something that I said because that was the only way that I could express to her that I was being affectionate. And the root of it was not the affection that I was giving her, but it was really the fact that I needed something. All right. So I want you to sit and I want you to think about how often you really use those two words, mommy and mama. So how can this one word with so many constituent parts devote so much attention while simultaneously causing some of us to question its use? First, mom, mother, and ma retain the classical conventional uses for the word. In essence, love. It contains feelings that express how our basic needs are met. Never mind the emotional connection we have with our mothers. However, over time, words or the meaning of words change. Mommy and mama are two such examples. It goes without saying, if you are going to use those words, understand how they may be perceived in certain settings. And remember, words and their meanings change over time. What I'm simply suggesting is we might be at a crossroad in terms of the use of those two words. Just something for you to think about. As always, this is your boy, DJ Holmes, from New Love.
Hey, what's up, DJ Holmes? It's your girl, the Guru, Lupus Warrior. And I just wanted to thank you for that beautiful, the beautiful things that you were saying about your mother. And it's true, you know, moms will sacrifice themselves for their children. And a lot of children are ungrateful, especially girl children. I don't know what it is with girls and their mothers. You know, they go through this conflict from the time that they just begin puberty until about 21. That's how long it lasts. It's like a war with mothers and daughters. And then it changes and your mom is your friend again. Some women have been able to get through that. Me, I went through hell with my girls. But my boys, it was always there. Loved their mother. And the truth is, I did not give birth to those children. Those are my husband's children. But I swear my husband's children love me more than my own at a time. But now it's all, you know, it's all the same now. They all love me just as much as the next one, except for the youngest. She's all the way in Japan and she acts like she don't know me. But she knows I'm alive, and that's all that matters to her. At least if she's still breathing, she's breathing, that's fine. Good. My middle daughter, she calls me, well, the oldest daughter, she calls me mommy, especially when she's not, you know, feeling well, because she has lupus too. She goes, mommy, I'm not feeling well. And I do the same thing. You know, my mother passed away when she was like 2 years older than me. She was 50 when she died. And still to this day, I look up at the sky and I go, mommy, please help me. I'm hurting, you know, and all of a sudden I'll smell her perfume in the air and just feel better, you know. So, yeah. But you see, you know, your mother was the one that sent you to bed, you know, without food. Right? Well, this was my mother. She sent me to bed without food. She said, go to bed. You don't appreciate food, so you can't have any. Go to bed. Little did I know that she sent my father in the bedroom with milk and cookies. And my father's like, don't worry. Mommy's just mad. Here's some food. He said, I couldn't get you your whole plate because, you know, you didn't want to eat it. But here's some milk and cookies. Good night. You know, dad was the cushion that mom, you know, was the enforcer. And father was the cushion. He came along and said, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Your mom's just going through something, you know, whatever. You know, so yeah, man, I know. And when somebody says your mother to you, oh man, I used to go berserk. What do you mean my mother? Your mother, asshole. You know? Excuse my language. But it's true. And then when you add mother, when you add the other word to mother, the, you know, then people just get insane. I never say that word. Not to nobody. It's just not a good word to say. MF-er, you know. Come on, man. Anyway, see you, girl, the Guru. If you're a father, happy Father's Day. Thanks for listening to my man, DJ Holmes. Peace.